head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Brad Werfel, who is the spokesperson for the Michigan DEQ. Brad, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Appreciate you being here with us. Yesterday, we had a spokesperson on who was involved with the report that was released on Monday by the National Wildlife Federation and the University of Michigan Law School. And the report says that stronger rules still need to be implemented by states, and Michigan being one of those states, to stop oil spills. Wanted to know if you had a chance to take a look at that and get your response to the report.
Well, we're still reviewing the report here at the DEQ, Tony, and from what we've seen so far, here's what I can tell you. It's certainly a concern that we share. I think in the shadow of the Enbridge spill in 2010, nobody's going to deny that we need to do everything we can to prevent spills. The question might not be whether or not the state should get involved and add a layer of bureaucracy to this, but whether our federal partners need to do a little bit more rigorous job of working with companies.
So do you think that the state's laws and rules and regulations that are in place now are enough?
Well, the state has a regulatory responsibility that extends to the operation of some of these, but we don't do anything with pipelines. This is strictly controlled by the National Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. And the nearest regional office for them is in Kansas City. And a lot of people have criticized them for the fact that they rely mostly on industry-contributed materials and reports to kind of keep an eye on what's going on with pipelines, and that it's not enough. And we wouldn't argue that it might not be enough, but when they're relying on things that have been contributed to them by industry, we would wonder if adding a layer of state bureaucracy, which would be really expensive. I mean, we don't have any of that capacity in-house here at the DEQ. We'd have to start up a new division, find a way to fund all of that, hire people. We don't have any of the expertise to control, pipeline monitoring. So it's an easy question to ask. It's not an easy question to answer in terms of the logistics of what it would take.
Sarah Gossman from the University of Michigan, who was the report's lead author, said that she was surprised to learn from her research that there was no federal oversight for routing of oil pipelines and that the federal process focuses only on reducing risk once a given pipeline is already an environmentally vulnerable area. Only three Great Lakes states, Michigan, Minnesota, require permits for this.
Again, I think that's easy to say, but you've got to consider that the pipelines were laid in the 50s and 60s. We didn't have the Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Act to govern any of the environmentally sensitive areas of the state until the 1970s. So, this pipeline structure is old, but you've also got to keep in mind that the folks who own these pipelines, the oil companies, the gas companies, they don't want to see a rupture either. I'm sure Enbridge could have thought of something better to do with $760 million. And so they test regularly. Enbridge is replacing all of that 6B pipeline this year. They're in the middle of that work now. I don't think it would maybe be the best use of our time to wonder about where the pipes have already been put in the ground or to try and get control over, how to put the toothpaste back in the tube at this point. We're a lot more focused on making sure that the infrastructure we do have is functional. And, those are regularly tested. They call it the unforeseeable because you can't see it coming. So what we also try to do is keep a really strong focus on response efforts. Nobody wants a spill, and nobody wants a spill no matter where it is. I noticed there was a focus in this report about environmentally sensitive areas. Sure, Michigan's got a lot of those. We've got a fantastic environment, and the DEQ does everything it can to protect them. But at the end of the day, it's not going to matter where you have an oil pipeline spill. It's not going to be something that anybody wants.
Do you think the process and the oversight of the process that monitors these pipelines is enough?
I think that there could always be more regulation. That's not been to question. I think that we need to see more regulation of these things, and I think everybody would like to feel a little bit safer about the infrastructure that carries our energy. Absolutely, not a question. We agree in concept with this report, but my point is it raises a lot of questions that aren't easy to answer. They're just easier to ask.
All right, Brad, before I let you go, regarding the Enbridge cleanup, where do we stand with that? Where are they at?
Well, we are almost 2 years in on the Enbridge cleanup, and the Talmadge Creek section, which is the area of creek near the source of that spill, is completely remediated. Was just down there last month with the director and federal leaders, took a look at the place. Our folks down there are doing a fine job. EPA is doing a great job. Our local partners. The cleanup's coming along pretty quickly, and we're going to be reopening sections of that river throughout the summer for people to come down to kayak, to fish, to return to enjoying that piece of river.
But there's still cleanup to be done, especially at the bottom?
Well, there's cleanup to be done a lot in the overbanks and in the wetland areas. I think that the people who go to use the Kalamazoo River this summer are going to be really surprised, and in a pleasantly surprised way, with what they see. The river's coming along really well. It's going to be years before they get all of that oil back out of, especially the wetland areas and some of the bottomland areas. But they've done a fantastic job with the cleanup. The company has really stepped up and spared no expense in it. And EPA has done a great job of guiding it. And I think our DEQ folks down there have also done a good job of identifying what needs to be done. This is the first time we've seen a spill like that in the sense that it's been in a river system. That's a moving environment. It's really difficult to come up with solutions that will capture, contain, and then clean up all that material as it moves through a moving environment in a river. So it's been a challenge, but I think it's one that everybody involved has stepped up to do a good job with.
Brad, do we know how many people are still involved with that cleanup?
I can tell you that there are teams from DEQ, teams from EPA that are contractors. On the river, we've got Enbridge's contracted folks. I'd say there's probably still over 100 folks who are actively involved with cleanup work on that river every day.
All right, Brad Werfel is the spokesperson for the DEQ. Brad, thanks so much for your time and information. Appreciate you.
Tony, thank you. Have a great day.